Let's speak to Stuart. Are you in Bath or are you in the Bath, Stuart?
I am just in Bath.
Oh, you're in Bath. All right. Welcome. I've not been cheeky by asking you why you're calling us from Bath, because you're more than welcome to, but I'm interested why you are.
Because I'm a Scottish person, Kay, and I'm interested in Scotland.
Good. All right. Are you interested in President Obama?
I am, in a sense, yeah. But I've actually mostly phoned to help you out this morning.
Thank you.
I noticed you've been asking a few callers if they thought the President's comments were off the cuff.
Yes.
I can help you out.
Thank you. They weren't. Right.
Gideon Rachman, who is the chief foreign affairs correspondent for the Financial Times, reported yesterday, I quote him directly, "These remarks from Obama on Scotland were not spontaneous, came after an informal request from number 10.
Right.
So, I mean, firstly, excuse me.
So are you saying that Obama is David Cameron's lapdog? Now we're getting into the realms, aren't we?
I'm saying it would be very, very surprising if President Obama stood on a platform beside the Prime Minister of the UK and said, "I completely oppose the UK's policy on an important issue like this."
Yeah.
But, no, what I'd really like people to do is, I don't know if you're going to play the quote again.
We can. Do you want us to?
Yeah, why not?
Well, give us a wee second and we'll try and get it lined up, but you keep talking till we do.
That'll be grand. When you play that, I'll ask people to listen to it. Mm-hmm. And in the context that Obama wasn't speaking spontaneously, he knew this was coming. This is a prepared comment, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Just listen to how incredibly uncomfortable he sounds.
Right, okay.
Barack Obama's a very eloquent speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And he's there's disclaimers everywhere. He says, "Oh, that's what it looks like from outside," you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the only word he actually says, which you could say constitutes the support for the union, is the word "united."
Mm.
And listen to how he rushes over that word. He tries to bury it in the sentence.
So you feel that he's on the spot. Well, listen, we've got the clips we'll play, and we'll also we've asked Dr. James D. Boyce to come back. He had gone off, but I really would be interested to get his perspective on
sure.
what you're just saying there, Stuart. Let's hear the clip if we can. This is a clip of Obama. Do we have the clip of Obama?
There's a referendum process in place, and it's up to the people of Scotland. I would say that the United Kingdom has been an extraordinary partner to us. From the outside, at least, it looks like things have worked pretty well. We obviously have a deep interest in making sure that one of the closest allies that we will ever have remains a strong, robust, united and effective partner."
There you go, that is it again. So Stuart in Bath, Scotsman living in Bath, is saying that Obama's very hesitant there, not his usual fluent self, under a bit of pressure, and that this is not an off-the-cuff remark. And reported, I think you said, Stuart, by Gideon Rachman in the FT that David Cameron had basically had a quiet word in his ear. Is that right?
That's what it amounts to. Reports, yeah.
Okay.